This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. We roll right into the phone calls. Let's talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys, I had a question for Mark. I've been to prison, too, myself, and I was just for resisting arrest and assaulting a police officer when they were kind of pushing me around, but we can talk about that some other time. What I wanted to talk about was Second Amendment rights, you know, and how they strip you of that and your right to vote, and it just makes you feel like you're not a citizen anymore, and I'd like to know a way to try to get that stuff back, or you know, get to where I can vote and get to where I can own a rifle and go hunting and stuff like that, you know, because I didn't use a firearm in the crime or nothing. I feel like it's kind of unconstitutional for them to take my right to bear arms away from me.
Yeah, it's outrageous. You know, the fact is, if you have a right, it can't be taken away. I mean, that's supposedly what a right's all about. Therefore, their claim must be that it's a privilege instead of a right, but I'm pretty sure the Constitution makes it pretty clear that it's a right, though I guess the Supreme Court will be making a decision on that coming soon. But Mark, your thoughts?
According to the 13th Amendment, it's neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for a crime whereof the party shall be duly convicted, shall exist in the United States or any place subject to the jurisdiction.
Well, the thing that I find that's really funny is, I know today is a lot different from a couple hundred years ago, or not even 125 years ago, like several states done this. I know Arkansas is one of them, because that's where I done time, and where they gave you a $20 double eagle and a rifle when you got out of prison.
Jeez.
So I don't understand what's changed between then and now. I mean, as far as your right to bear arms, you know. But anyway, I'll hang up and let you guys comment.
Thanks, Jeremy, for the call. Mark, is possible to get those reinstated, right? You just have to beg, don't you?
You have to go through the pardon process, executive clemency process in your state. Sometimes you have to go through the state where you convicted. Sometimes you have to go through it in the state you're in.
And why were you reading the 13th Amendment?
The 13th Amendment says that you can be punished, that your rights can be taken away for the commission, you know, for commission of a crime. So therefore, they can take away your right to bear arms forever. I mean, that was a law before I got convicted. So therefore, I wouldn't call it unconstitutional. I think that people that have...
I'd call it outrageous.
Outrageous is fine. I think it's just people haven't thought about it. It seems like a good idea. Let's not let...
Punish them, criminals!
Let's not let convicted felons have guns. Seems like a bad idea, right? But if a person is staying out of prison, don't they have the right to protect their family? Probably in the case of inmates released in Arkansas, the right to hunt for food at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But usually people use guns now to either hunt or to protect themselves.
Right.
And you could go to the grocery store and buy food, so you don't really need it for hunting.
And it's really an absurd law, an absurd rule, because it doesn't stop the real criminals from getting guns.
It wouldn't stop me from getting a gun and committing a felony with that gun if I felt like doing it. Allowing me to have a gun is really just, it's the good ex-convicts that you're
hurting.
You're hurting, not the bad ones. The bad ones are getting them, and they're going out and hurting people.
You're putting
the good ones that want to make, you know, good in their life or whatever.
Right. You're putting them and their family members in jeopardy.
Right.
And because your wife can't have one either. It can't be within your grasp, right? You can't be in the same room as a gun.
It depends on the state as far as, what they consider active possession.
What is it here in New Hampshire? Do you know?
I haven't read up on it.
You should.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231.
It luckily, looks like if it's hers, it's okay, but it's hard to say.
Check up on it. Luckily, you have the ability, Mark, to think straight enough to where you could fire a weapon. Many U.S. troops might not be as lucky. According to USA Today, there are a tremendous number of U.S. troops that have been found to apparently have somehow, even though they have brain trauma, brain injuries, for some reason, they didn't make it onto the list of the military's wounded. So, you know, they got the, you know, the number of people that have been killed and the number of people that have been wounded, mm-hmm. and apparently the numbers weren't quite accurate. In fact, they were off by a significant percentage. Let me give you the story from USA Today. At least 20,000 U.S. troops who were not classified as wounded during combat in Iraq and Afghanistan have been found with signs of brain injuries, according to military and veterans records compiled by USA Today. The data provided by the Army, Navy, and Department of Veterans Affairs showed that about five times as many troops sustained brain trauma as the 4,471 officially listed by the Pentagon through September 30th. So that's the official number, about 4,400. These cases are also not reflected in the Pentagon's official tally of wounded, which currently stands at 30,327. So their total for wounded is over 30,000.
Mm-hmm.
So add to that 20,000 people that
are over 50,000.
We forgot their file or whatever their excuse is here. So that's a tremendous increase in the number of wounded. I mean, that's... What is that? Like, that's almost a 100% increase. Almost.
It's
not quite. I mean, it's 70% or 66%, something like that.
It's an incredible amount of people that they've hidden. I guess what they're probably, I don't know, they're probably trying to hide a certain amount of the numbers so it doesn't look as bad.
That's what they're trying to do.
And
wonder how many people are dead we don't know about.
Some of these people, maybe they don't have terrible brain trauma, just light brain trauma. I don't know. You know, certainly not.
I don't know. Brain trauma doesn't sound like fun to me. The number of brain injury cases, again, were tabulated from records kept by the VA and four military bases that house units that have served multiple combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. One base released its count of brain injuries at a medical conference. The others provided their records at the request of USA Today, in some cases, only after a Freedom of Information Act filing was submitted. So if USA Today hadn't have gone through the legal paperwork and the hoops in order to get their hands on these numbers, they would have kept them under wraps. So it's quite clear that they're making an effort to conceal this information. Soldiers and Marines whose wounds were discovered after they left Iraq are apparently not added to the official casualty list. Isn't that convenient? So as long as they don't catch the injury while they're on the sand in Iraq, then you're good to go.
Ah,
you're not injured,
that's
apparently.
The
yeah. One of the Army's neurologists says, "We're working to do a better job of reflecting accurate data in the official casualty table." Well, you keep working. Most of the new cases involve mild or moderate brain injuries, commonly from exposure to blasts. More than 150,000 troops may have suffered head injuries in combat, says, believe it or not, they have a Congressional Brain Injury Task Force. I swear they have a task force for everything, Mark. He says, "I'm wary that the number of brain-injured troops far exceeds the total number reported injured." So we know there's at least 20,000 more, and could be more than that at this point. 1-800-259-9231. We'll jump into the email box here. Again, you can call in about anything. Fred emails in, one of our friends from here in Keene. He says, "I was in the belly of the beast, as you may liken it, Washington, D.C. Now, hope that Thanksgiving was good. Now, allow me to understand your position on a coercive government. If I think, or I think that I've heard you say or write that some government presence, as in minimal police and fire protection on a very small scale, is okay. If I'm correct, then tell me how you would pay for those services. In fact, how would you pay for any services that you believe to be necessary? This is where I get lost." And it's a good question. And if I have said in the past, and I know I have, that a small government doing very, very bare minimum duties, like you mentioned, fire and police protection, would be okay with me, that's probably true.
Preferable to what we have.
Preferable to the monster government we have today. But that would only be a step on a path for me. That would only be okay at that time. Then I would want to move towards a full voluntary method and of paying for these things, a full marketization, if you will, of these services. I simply advocate that people be allowed to choose who provides them fire and police protection. Allow competition in these areas where people in search of a profit can start up competing businesses and get customers, just like any other product or service that's offered in the marketplace. Now, I understand it can be hard to envision how to get from here to there, in which case one of my proposals, and this is just my idea, I'm sure somebody else has a better one, but one of my proposals is you just turn over the department to the cops. Turn it over to the fire department. Say, "Here you go. Okay, here's how it's going to work. You get 6 more months of government funding, and then after that 6 months is up, you have to figure out how to make this into a profitable business entity." Here you go. Good luck. Here's a share. Each employee gets a share of the business, including the building, the fire trucks, the police cars, and whatever other assets the company should have.
I have some ideas on this, too.
We'll talk about it here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Love to hear from you as well about whatever you want. This is your show, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Ted Anderson from Midas, November 23rd, 2007. Gold 8/11/20 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $835.58, $411.80 for half, $205.90 for quarter. That's $835.58, $411.80, and $205.90. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked great. I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the clinically proven breakthrough called hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. And now you can experience them for yourself. Try hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with a free trial of hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-516-6884. That's 1-800-516-6884. 1-800-516-6884.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,450 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go and get editing and get interactive at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
So we're talking about the police and fire departments and how we could possibly transition from where we are today, which is total government control for the most part of those entities, to a marketplace, a competitive situation where anybody in search of a profit could enter into the game and offer their services on a voluntary marketplace basis, just like grocery stores do, just like insurance companies do, and anybody else in the regular world does. How can we get from here to there? Now, again, my proposal was that you don't want to leave these bureaucrats in the cold completely. I mean, these are people. They've got families. They've got bills to pay. So I don't want to. I don't propose that we be harsh to them at all. It's just that they need to be encouraged to start doing business on a voluntary basis in the marketplace, like everyone else, and start behaving like adults instead of getting their funding from the government, which is of course coercively garnered through taxation. And I guess it's not necessarily the bureaucrats that aren't behaving like adults; it's the people that are taking the money and giving it to them. That's the problem, nonetheless. They have a whole bunch of assets. They've got cop cars, they've got jails, they've got buildings, they've got offices, they've got stuff, and that stuff's worth money. So what you do is you take the department, in this case the police department, and you say, okay, we're going to set a date, and on this date, it's going to be yours. All of this will be yours. And, you know, you come up with some little system where they get a little share. Each employee, whether they're the highest administrator to the janitor, should get an equal share. That way no one can bicker over, hey, that's not fair, I've been here longer, or whatever. Everybody gets an equal share, and then on that date, it becomes a completely voluntary agency. It's no longer funded through government taxation, and
they cease to get the checks.
Exactly.
They keep all their assets, they cease to get the checks.
Right, so then let them figure out how to fund themselves. Everybody else can do it. And if they're offering a service that is valuable, and I think that they are, I think people want protection services. I think they want fire protection. I think they want protection from violent people. So if indeed they are offering a valuable service, people will line up to buy it from them. And that would be so much of a better situation than what we have today if they were operating in the marketplace, because then they would be dealing with customers instead of, you know, so-called citizens. Of course, we all know that as a citizen, the police department could give a flip about what happens to you and your situation. But when you're a customer and you have the ability to withdraw your customership, to withdraw your money from that company, then they all of a sudden will start treating people completely differently. Then instead of being the enemy and being a suspect, you'll be somebody who is someone they want to work for, someone who they'll be happy to respond to calls for, and that sort of thing. I think it would completely change the face of policing from this authoritarian, in-your-face sort of situation that we have today back to more of a peace officer status. Anyway, Mark, you said you had an idea.
Well, I'm not sure. The police, I don't necessarily think that we need to do away with police departments. I'm not of that same ilk. I would say
you
that...
You mean don't take it out of the hands of government.
Right.
Because I'm not proposing to get rid of the police department. I'm just proposing it no longer be government run.
Excellent. I don't propose that we take it out of the hands of the government currently. But I would say that there are definitely organizations that keep people safe and solve crimes out there. There's, you know, private investigators who,
sure,
I would say probably have a significantly better percentage of solving crime than the police officers, simply because police officers aren't incentivized in the same way that private investigators are.
How about bounty hunters as far as picking up criminals?
Sure. There's also security companies where you could I bet you'd be significantly cheaper to have a security company drive a car past your house to take a kind of a look. I'll bet they'd look a little harder, too, than police officers do. Mm-hmm. I lived on a dead-end street in Sarasota, Florida. I never once saw a police officer on my section of the street.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't turn around. There was no cul-de-sac.
I see cops here from time to time, but only when they're stopped, when they're parked down the street a little bit and watching for people running the stop sign.
Right.
And
so
they're not looking for criminals.
That's what police
they're
are looking for. Incentivized to take care of. They're incentivized to take care of the roads, traffic cop kind of thing, because they make
and
money
there.
And
of course, there. Right, because that's where the money is. So turning it into a market paradigm would make it so they're actually incentivized to give you real customer service.
But I think fire departments, there are private there are voluntarily funded fire departments in the United States. To think that
are there?
Absolutely. There's
how many of them are there? I don't believe there are very many.
Not very many.
Okay.
Most places, even a voluntary force will get its trucks and building and all that
right.
stuff.
They get their money from the state.
Through taxes. Yeah. Usually the local government.
The government. That's what I meant.
But there are plenty of places where, for instance, call it a poor community where the government doesn't wish to raise the taxes or something like that, where they don't have as much, the fire department doesn't have as much stuff as it would like.
Mm-hmm.
They'll often hold all kinds of fundraising things in order to get new equipment, different equipment, that kind
right.
of thing. So to think that fire departments couldn't in some way or another operate through fees, fee for service and a sort of insurance policy, that kind of thing. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy to think that.
It's intellectually dishonest. It's you're
slothful.
Not thinking.
It's
yeah,
slothful.
You're not thinking rigorously if you think that fire departments. I mean, this
has
is just
to
a
be
service.
Government. Yeah.
What about the flood departments? You know, why isn't there a flood department in every community?
It's dangerous. Stuff does damage.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't put it out either.
Your house could be flooded at any point, too.
Sure.
Somehow we don't have these things. Now, certainly fire more likely, especially up north where people burn wood and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean it has to be the government. Is all it has. I mean, it wouldn't take too much, I would imagine, for a fire department to, offer the service of putting fires out.
Think about it. I mean, it'd be a pretty profitable business for the most part as well. I mean, how many calls does the average fire department in a relatively average-sized city get a year for real fires, as far as, like, where they have to spend time and money and employees putting out flames? Not that many.
More up north than down south, that's for sure.
But still, I mean, it's not like half the town catches on fire. So most of the buildings are going to be okay year after year after year, and those occupants are going to be willing to pay because they don't want their building to burn down.
Right.
They're going to be willing to pay whatever the amount is. I mean, if there's competition, that amount will be lower and lower, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, even for a couple $100 for fire protection for an entire year, that seems like a reasonable thing. I would be willing to pay
and
that.
And that's just assuming that an individual wants to pay the fire department. Don't you think that insurance companies that offer fire insurance
yeah.
would want to have a business in town that they could contract with that would come and put out fires?
Sure.
Doesn't that make perfectly good sense?
Right, and then you'd be under contract instead of just, pulling the fire alarm and hoping that the firemen show up in time to do something. You could have a contract that specifies a minimum response time. You could have all kinds of specifications in there. I can't even envision it all because, again, I'm not a fire expert. I'm not the one in search of profit here. I'm not going to be the one setting up these fire insurance things.
And these are the hard ones. Look at, running water in your house and garbage collection and all kinds of other stuff that the city and the county are involved in. Nuts.
Yeah, get them out. Turn it over to the marketplace so we can actually have real customer service and in a voluntary order. Because that's the way things are for the most part. Just needs to change with government. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. If you're on the list, updates.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And would you like to pay higher prices for goods and services? Well, you do every time someone doesn't pay their bills. That's one of the many compelling reasons. SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business could use some help with their collections to contain costs so they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. We go to the phones. To the fun, Justin in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Justin.
Hi. You were talking about the police, and for the moment, the police are pretty much getting away with murder, you know?
They can and do, sure.
Well, that safety net, historically speaking, is only lasts for so long until the political situation changes.
What safety net are you speaking of?
Well, historical examples. For example, apartheid, the South African police used to really abuse their people, you know. But right now, a lot of the South African police officers that used to hit people in the head and abuse people's rights during apartheid are now in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And, for example, another historical example is the SS. They did a lot of crappy stuff, and, well, you know what happened after that, the Nuremberg trials.
So are you suggesting that today's out-of-line police officers will someday see the inside of a prison cell themselves?
Well, if they keep going up and follow orders blindly, yes.
I hope you're right, man. It's just not happening yet. And they really can't do much after the fact. I mean, down the line, after the statute of limitations has passed, there's not really anything they can do. So I guess it depends on when the aggressions take place, when the violations take place, and when the trials happen, or if they ever happen. And I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Well, it might happen
country.
In the future. That's just the thing. Right now, they have a safety net, you know, but if it gets worse and if it gets too extreme and something really bad happens and the political situation changes, well, that safety net's going to be gone.
You know, I'd be happy if the situation just changed. I personally am not necessarily looking for vindication. I'm not looking to string these guys up. I mean, I think they would deserve it if they got it. But if I could choose between, you know, bringing a bunch of cops up on charges and changing the system to the point where the cops aren't like they used to be, to where we have this market-based paradigm that I was talking about with real competition in the marketplace, then I would choose the latter in a heartbeat. Let all those other guys go completely scot-free.
I wish that was reality, but the system is just, the government's getting too big right now.
Well, no doubt. You won't find any disagreement on that point.
Not from us.
Any other thoughts, Justin?
Well, this country is becoming a police state, but a police state can only last for so long.
That's true. An empire can only last for so long, and some would argue we are in the final days of this one. Thank you for the call, sir. 800-259-9231. Because, as Ron Paul has pointed out many a times, you just can't support it anymore financially. It can't be done.
You know, and republics on average last about 200 years, and this one's lasted over.
Right, over time, yeah.
Let's assume that you're still calling it a republic at this point. So I don't know what to say about that.
You know, we were talking about firefighters earlier, talking about privatizing, or I guess that's such a bad word. People don't have the right impression of that word. Marketizing. How about that?
Okay.
Marketizing, firefighting, and the police. And here's another reason to do it, because the firefighters in America are apparently going to be the new snitches. Now, we know the government has been looking for people to sort of bring into its little tips program that they were talking about a few years ago, which they shelved because people were outraged by it. Essentially, what they were trying to do was get cable installers and, you know, people that come in, plumbers, that sort of thing, people that come into your home, try to recruit them into essentially being snitches for the government, in that if they were to come in to do some repair and they noticed something suspicious, they would call some sort of tip line or something and snitch you out. And the American people were not ready for something like that. They were pretty upset by it, thank goodness. And so, again, the program was shelved, but now they're going to try to do it through the fire department. According to the Associated Press, firefighters in major cities are being trained to take on a new role as lookouts for terrorism, raising concerns of eroding their standard as American icons and infringing on people's privacy. Unlike police, firefighters and emergency medical personnel don't need warrants to access hundreds of thousands of homes and buildings each year, putting them in a position to spot behavior that could indicate terrorist activity or planning. There are fears they could lose the faith of a skeptical public by becoming the eyes of the government, looking for suspicious items such as building blueprints or bomb-making manuals or materials. Since the September, I want my firemen keeping a lookout for fire hazards and that sort of thing. Well, but apparently they want to distract them with all this terrorist nonsense.
Well, building blueprints, it makes me wonder, are they going to send the cops over to somebody who's a draftsman's house?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, bomb-making materials, it seems like they should keep their eye out for something like that. But what concerns me the most is once this gets through, it's going to be less than a year that they're, you know, required to snitch on people that they see their bongs or anything like that. That's where this is going.
Well, terrorists smoke marijuana.
This has nothing to do with terrorism.
That's what they say.
It has everything to do with arresting Americans and privacy.
You have to remember, they've been making the connections now for years on television with their little anti-drug ads that have come right out and said, you know, don't buy drugs, they fund terrorism. So therefore, if there's a bong in the house, that's a high, according to government, that's a high indication there could be a terrorist there, too.
With that kind of reasoning, considering that Osama bin Laden was a CIA operative for years, he was on the payroll. Maybe not an operative, but he was on the payroll. How's that? He was getting money and weapons from the CIA.
Okay, there are some ties there, yeah.
So the government funds terrorism. Don't pay your taxes.
Yeah, don't pay your taxes. I agree with that.
You know, with that kind of logic, of course, if you don't pay your taxes, you're going to go to prison, which shows you, you know, just
because
what
kind terrorists of don't pay their taxes, Mark,
which shows you what kind of an organization you're dealing with.
Since September 11th, terrorist attacks, Americans have given up some of their privacy rights in an effort to prevent future strikes. I love how that's written. It's written as though Americans, like we all, just said, yeah, sure, government,
go ahead.
Privacy. No, Americans didn't give up their privacy. It's government that has been infringing on our privacy. In an effort to prevent future strikes, the government monitors phone calls and emails. People who fly have their belongings searched before boarding and are limited in what they can carry. And some people have trouble traveling because their names are similar to those on terrorist watch lists. All of these things we've covered to quite an extent on this show.
Yep.
The ACLU says using firefighters to gather intelligence is another step in that direction. Mike German, former FBI agent who's now the National Security Policy Counsel to the ACLU, said the concept is dangerously close to the Bush administration's 2002 proposal to have workers with access to private homes, such as postal carriers and telephone repairmen, report suspicious behavior to the FBI. He says that Americans universally abhorred that idea, and the Homeland Security Department apparently is testing a program with the New York City Fire Department to share intelligence information so firefighters are better prepared when they respond to emergency calls. Homeland Security also trains the New York City Fire Service on how to identify material or behavior that may indicate terrorist activities. If it's successful, the government intends to expand the program to other metropolitan areas. And you can better believe that they're not going to need to, they say if it's successful, they're not going to need to actually catch a terrorist. All they're going to need to know is that the fire department guys are actually snitching. Like, if the fire department guys are snitching, then it's a successful program. Doesn't matter if they're snitching on anything important.
Yeah, what indicates success here?
Right. As part of the program, which started last December, Homeland Security gave secret clearances to 9 New York fire chiefs. According to reports obtained by the AP, they're really doing technical inspections, and perchance they find something like, you know, a bunch of RPG rounds in somebody's basement. I think it's a no-brainer, said the senior official in the Homeland Security Intelligence Division. Are RPG rounds illegal in America? Is it illegal to have incendiary devices here? I don't think so. You can buy grenades and stuff and have those in your, you know, if you want, in your garage.
Well, I don't know. I'm certain they're illegal somewhere, but I don't think they should be. If the Second Amendment's still in play.
Yeah. Yeah, more coming up, 800-259-9231. Well, that might be going away soon, too. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show. You can take control of the airways via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go shopping with us. It is that time of year, after all. Black Friday, of course, kicked off the holiday shopping season, which means retailers everywhere are putting their wares on sale and trying to get you to buy them. Well, I say, don't bother going to the stores. Go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer. They've got super prices already, and I'm sure they've got some deals going on right now for the holiday season. Just enter through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of whatever you buy. It can be a used item, even. 41 categories to shop in. Start your shopping experience. Amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. We go to the phones here. We're talking about, apparently there's a new federal Homeland Security program to train firefighters on how to snitch on people like you and I, that they deem to be suspicious. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Rich in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Rich.
How you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Okay. I wanted to ask you a question about the snitch.
Sure.
Would it be a snitch if a fireman happened to respond to a call, you know, a legitimate call on a home, and while he was there, he noticed that there was some child pornography, and he notified the authorities, and that, piece of crap child pornographer was arrested and, thrown in prison or...
If somebody's actually harming other people, then I think that there's something to be said for that. In the case of a child pornographer...
Would he be a snitch? Would he be a snitch? That was my question.
I don't think so.
No, I think
he'd just be somebody doing the right thing, right?
I think snitching is a factor when you're dealing with a so-called crime that, in my opinion, is not necessarily a crime. And forcing children to have sex on videotape is absolutely, certainly a criminal act. The issue of possessing it, on the other hand, I think I'll have to disagree with that. If it's just some perv, then I don't think that that's really something that, I think that's something you should just leave alone. The guy might be a weirdo or whatever, but I don't think putting him in a jail cell is going to solve his problem.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
Well, that's a crime in and of itself, watching, child pornography. If somebody found it and they destroyed it immediately, if they put it in their VCR or DVD player and it came up child pornography and they didn't destroy it immediately and they kept it and watched it, that would be a crime against the child again.
Well, there are cases in the United States where people who try to turn in this stuff do get convicted of it. What about somebody who has... Yeah, it's wrong. What about somebody who has, realistic computers can make people look these, they can make, cartoons look. What if somebody has cartoon images of kids copulating?
They should be horsewhipped. And publicly hung and horsewhipped, okay?
Why are you so violent, sir?
Because you guys are sick, man. That's sick to even say that, okay?
To say what?
Sick to say that somebody should be left alone?
No, to try to defend somebody making images of children, whether they're animated images, computer aided, why would you ever want to advocate somebody making images?
Oh,
well,
I'm
children,
not advocating they do it.
I've got more questions for
you. You're advocating it by saying that it's okay and they should be left alone.
No, Rich, I asked you a question. I didn't advocate anything. Now, what if somebody wrote a story? Like, for instance, the novel by the guy who wrote Garp, I can't remember his name, Irving, I think that was his last name. The Hotel New Hampshire had young people having sex together in it. Would you suggest that he should be locked up because he wrote about it?
Well, you'd have to elaborate more. What do you mean by young people?
12-year-olds, how about that? Okay, well, it doesn't matter in that specific instance. How about I wrote a book that, had, you pick the age, 9, 12, whatever. I wrote a work of fiction and did that. Would you suggest that I should be horsewhipped, hung, till dead, middle of town?
If you were writing, let's say you were writing an autobiography, and you were writing about something that happened to you or to a friend of yours, and you were writing it in that context.
No, this is fiction.
Fiction, sir.
As a matter of fact, this is prurient fiction. This is fiction written for the purpose of titillation. Yes.
Okay, well then, yes, you should be horsewhipped.
I'm sorry.
Why are you against freedom?
I can't agree with you.
Because you don't advocate sex between
kids.
No one's advocating anything. It's just somebody writing a fantasy story.
Oh, hold on.
Sir.
Do you think that authors? Rich. A little critical thinking here, real quick, Rich. Sorry. A little critical thinking. Do you think that people that write mystery novels, murder mysteries, do you think they're advocating murder?
There's a difference between taking an act of violence and somebody making a movie for the purposes of entertainment and making a movie about a murder and a lot of
I'm not sure that we're talking about movies, but okay.
Right. Well, you said a work. A work could be a movie or something.
Okay.
We
had previously been talking about books, so I thought we were still on the book. But do you understand that?
I was talking about movies to begin with, not about books.
Well, movies, they fall in this whole other realm because you've got to have actors and how old are the actors and that kind of thing. That's why I was going with books because I can sit there and write, and it's convenient for the purposes of this.
Why would you want to write a book about 9-year-olds having sex?
Why would I want to write a book about people hacking somebody up with a chainsaw or a machete? People want to read it. So, sir,
there's a difference between hacking somebody up with a machete and having sex with children. Okay, a crime against a child. Both crimes are hideous and they're both wrong. Okay,
mm-hmm.
but a crime against a child. The child is a precious thing. If you were sitting in a coffee shop next to me and I was with my children and I heard you discussing with your friend, hey, yeah, I'm writing a book about some kids all sitting around having sex, I would probably tell you to shut up and not talk that way in front of my kids. And if you didn't, if it meant going to jail, I'd probably pummel your face into the ground. If that makes me a violent person, it makes me wanting to stand up for children. And I can't believe you guys, a lot of the things you advocate are kind of silly and they're funny and humorous. I don't agree with what you're saying, but some of them are harmless, okay? Those are your ideas. But there's a difference between saying that it would be okay to write about kids having sex.
So you're saying, okay? Let me see if I
understand
you straight here.
They do that, right? Like that there are books out there right now about people, you know, that it's legal.
There's lots of things out there. Well, let's not talk about what's out there. Lots
okay,
of things.
Okay, we're just trying to make it clear. Now, Rich,
things that
suppose.
Happened in the past. Let's deal with right now from this point on. You should not have a right to put down in paper, in print, in animation form, anything that deals with children having sex. It's not.
So basically, you are not in the favor of freedom of speech. You,
right. You don't like the First Amendment.
You don't care about
free
speech.
Freedom of speech, and that's not. Oh,
yes, sir, it is.
Yes, it is.
Writing things down on a piece of paper.
It wasn't put there to protect, convenient speech or popular speech. It was there to put there to protect inconvenient and
stuff you don't
want to
read. The stuff that's yucky.
I've heard that liberal point of view before, and I'm sorry to tell you, but the founding fathers, and first of all, I don't care what the Constitution says, okay?
That's fine.
Clear.
Many people don't.
And what's wrong? Because the Constitution has been wrong before, just like it slammed non-whites. And you guys know that, too, okay? So what do I care about a document that slammed anybody that wasn't white?
Okay, now I got some more questions along this children are precious thought process. Now, rather than writing a book that is of sexual interest, suppose I write a book about a mass murderer who only kills children. Now, I know these people have existed, but suppose mine's an entirely fictional character. Does that fall into the same category? I mean, tough question, trying to do some critical thinking here, Rich.
No, and that's fine. That's fine. I'm certainly one for asking questions to expose people's bad ideology. I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm. What I was specifically dealing with, if you want to talk about other crimes against children, I think that's fine. But
so only sex. That's okay, the only thing that's repugnant to you.
No. I just said all crimes against children are
okay.
bad.
So we should not be able to write a fantasy story about killing children. That should be against the law, too?
May I answer your question? It's your show. It's your show, so you dictate the rules. May I answer your question?
Please, I want to hear your answer. Yeah, go.
Okay, all right. Okay, the question was, would it be okay for you to write a book about that? My question to you, and as an answer to yours, are there more people trying to kill kids in this country or have sex with them? And the answer is there's more people trying to have sex with kids, okay?
I concur.
So you agree?
You didn't answer the question, though, sir.
I said I wanted to answer it with a question. You said that would be all right.
And now I've answered that question. So what's So what is the answer to the question, then?
The answer to the question is that we should not have a culture, apart from writing works of fiction, that deal with crimes against children, okay? First of all, you said children having sex, okay?
So, I did originally, so, yeah.
Right. But now you're talking about killing children.
Right.
Okay? It should be wrong to live in a culture where the mindset of somebody would be to write a piece of work that is for the purposes of entertainment. This country's been around for a long time, and a lot of good things came about from it. And there were lots of actors before the filth that we have today that did many works of art and plays and dances.
I'm sorry we're short on time, but I mean, it's the break. Thank you, Rick. Can you answer the question about should people be allowed to write about killing kids?
Yes, it would be wrong.
Thank you. So there should be a law against that, too. Wow, you're sick. Thanks for the call. Hour 3's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Disciples.